Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
You know your business better than anyone.
So when you need finance to grow, you deserve a lender who understands too. Responsible finance providers look at the whole picture, the story behind the numbers, your plan, and what you want to achieve. Our fair, flexible finance, decided by real people, not a computer, helps thousands of businesses every year. Find out more at findingfinance.org.uk. Finding Finance is a trading style of the Community Development Finance Association, which is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. A regulated credit broker and not a lender. We provide information only in respect of community development finance institutions and other finance providers, which may be available to you from our approved panel of lenders. findingfinance.org.uk.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live.
Hey, what's up? This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
1212, how's it going? This is Shlomo. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yep. Yeah, this is Sweet Talking Sport on Sheffield Live, Friday, the 27th of March, time 18:01, and we're live and direct in our studio. Yeah, we have a full crew this evening, and I'll let them guys introduce themselves. Away you go.
Yes, G's here, live and direct. Welcome, people.
Good evening, yeah. The man calls EV, the pandy operating style again, yeah? All right. Evening, everybody.
So, yeah, like we say, it's, you know, wasn't operating last week. I had to kind of, let's just say, I had some kind of business to take care of, you know? But if this is your first time, you know, listening to this kind of like broadcasting, you know, I hope, you know, you'll be kind of like listening to a lot more, you know. So, yeah, Sweet Talking Sport, straight to the point chat show that deals with the latest sports news and stories. Dealing with interviews and drawing an audience that fit today's modern day society, devoted entirely to, you know, sporting discussions, whether local or international. Good to go, expansive debate analysed by myself and my guest this evening, which is GNCV, the regular programming, probably Yorkshire's best talking sports show, chat show you'll ever hear. You can listen live and also available on DAB Digital. Listen to Sweet Talking Sport. You know? Without further ado, I hope nobody's listening, but if you are, please keep this to yourself. Gonna jump straight in. And I know there's been a lot of controversy, really, and some people don't really kind of understand about Sheffield Wednesday. Some people say, oh no, they're not going to get 15 points deduction. Some people say they are. Some people say it depends on this and depends on that. But we're going to unpick it this evening. To make it all make sense, right here in our studio with G and CV. So, I mean, basically, what I'm saying is that even though Chancery, the former chairman, on paper is out of the picture, but really, the guy holds the key. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to strip it down to the bone, you know? Like, you know, I have to strip it down, I have to tell the story. Just like Noah and his ark, you know? The ark was, what, 510 feet long, and it was 600 years old. You know, so Chancery, he holds the key, and this is my why. So, And we can go through these points one by one through discussion. A massive possibility, because the Owls are open to start the season on a clear slate. Minus zero. They don't want 15 points deduction. Points, in fact, I mean, do your guys understand that? That obviously, you know, it's in Wednesday's best interest to start the season on just like everybody else. They don't want this minus 15, but if the creditors, you know, Chancery is not paid 15.6, then that possibility will be reality. I mean, that's the rules, guys. You know what I mean?
Do you see him paying 15 mil?
I can't see Chancery getting paid to be honest with you.
So you know you're going to start. They might as well gear themselves up. We're going to start 15 points below. It's as simple as that.
And I think you're right, because if you're going to pay him 15 mil, it's less money to rebuild. You know, because the ground needs sorting out. The squad needs sorting out. Playing staff needs sorting out. So I think that they'd rather take that hit. It's like, and them discussions would have happened behind the scenes. Do we take the hit? Can we afford 15 points deduction? And I mean, with the top eight now going into the playoffs,
it makes it a lot bit easier for them to do it.
Yeah, so that, you know what I mean? So that's their target. Yeah. Can they jump into it? Yeah. Do you know what I mean? With starting from -15.
To be fair, even though even if they didn't get into eighth, as long as they didn't get relegated again, then that's fair enough, because then the season afterwards, they'll be starting from scratch, wouldn't they? They'll be starting on an even keel with everybody else.
Yeah, 100%. Right? Yeah, I believe
so
that.
The main thing is for me is that for Wednesday then to say, all right, then you know what? Because as G quite said, I can't see them paying Chancery 15 mil. I can't see it. Because if you're paying him 15 mil, right, paying 15 mil, then, as you said, that's more money out to the treasure test.
And
what you want, the idea is that for once you're trying to, you know, strengthen the side so that they can come straight back up. But I can't see that happening. So for me, maybe, you might be right, maybe for them to say, you know what, we'll start off with 15 and just make sure that we stay in that division.
Yes.
And then the season after,
just consolidate, isn't it? That decision.
Then we can, like, you know, go for it then.
Yeah, but can you actually see them staying in that division, making it to that division and stay there
in League One?
Yeah, 15.
You can. I could. I mean, you know, they'll still get players in, because they'll get them players from maybe like the Premiership, them young boy them, and there'll be conditions attached to it to say, we'll give you this player, we'll pay the bulk of his wages, but he needs to play.
Which is what we've done.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what City lent them two players, haven't they?
But let's be honest, that's the only choice really, isn't it? If it's whatever, they get that chance, they might have to take that chance, because there's nothing else. But back to the ground itself, I thought my man actually owned the ground itself. And if you're saying the ground is in disrepair as well, that needs sorting out. It's a lot of money they might have to fork out because of this brother, ain't it? Mm. It really has run them into the ground, hasn't it?
I think there's an argument there on both sides, because he has ploughed money into that club. You know, when he's ploughing his cash into the club, nobody's disputing that. But because obviously the situation in the current climate, it's probably the worst thing that's ever walked into Hillsborough in the fans, in their kind of eyes. You know what I mean? But don't forget, he'll be like a wounded animal. He'll feel kind of like that he hasn't been treated right. So the grudges what he bears will be to say, do you know what? If they start on minus 15, let it be minus 15.
That's right. Yeah,
make it minus, you know what I mean? Because 15. He probably will be wanting them for suffer in a League One. He'll probably want them to go down again.
But I think if them take that lick with the 15 and then go whatever else, I can't see them. Personally, I just can't see Wednesday surviving without taking another lick, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them taking another lick and they're going to have to build themselves back up from that. But You know?
Mm-hmm.
I just think, don't think, say, I can't see no light at the end of the tunnel for Wednesday. Yeah, yeah. I just don't see it.
I mean, you know, the second point would be to say, yeah. I mean, so that 15.6 equivalents to what, 25% unpaid creditors is probably not getting paid. So I think we're all in agreement that they ain't going to be paying him 15.6 million.
I can't see it.
Because you imagine that's 15.6 out of your
budget
yeah. out of your
to your coffer.
You know
to your,
I mean?
You know, your treasure chest.
You know what I mean? That's a lot of money. That's a lot of money that to just do that if you want to bring back up the team to
that's
something.
Right. That's yeah. right.
And it's a long way back for them. No matter which road they go down, it's a long, hard struggle back for them.
And that
money is needed.
I totally agree with that.
And that come from a 6.2 million claim submitted when Chancery was in director level. You know what I mean? So he kind of like put that in. So another point, then you come to the insolvency people then. Basically, either an individual or business can't meet their debt, you know, and neither can, they can't guarantee a consortium coming in or another owner coming in to pay them what they want, you know what I mean? As a kind of like third party, you know? So, and this is where, going back to Chancery, this is where he could negotiate, he could do a price drop. This guy holds the key, you know what I mean? So even though he's, you know, obviously not the chairman or anything, he could stick his hand up and say, listen, Let's sit round the table, let's discuss this, and I can drop the price. Realistically, is that going to happen? No, I can't see that happening one bit, you know?
My man's going to want his money, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to want his money.
Well, this is what it's been all about from
the
start.
And as you quite rightly said, and that's the reason why it's gone to where it's gone to.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So he's going to want his money. So for me, Wednesday, they should just make up their mind and say, you know what? We're going on our first division now, right? So we're just going to start off with the 15. Take the lick with the 15.
Yeah, almost like prepare them. Right. Yeah, prepare themselves. And,
and we'll do whatever we can do to overtake the 15, and then once we've took that over, we'll see where we are from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If there's possibilities of them getting anywhere near the eighth place in the playoffs, then fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we let's consolidate in the first division, and then the season after that, we'll go for it again.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So I think you're right. I think it's going to take them couple of seasons to really get to grips with that.
Easy.
Maybe the third season that they'll get a promotion out of it.
Really and truly, the only choice here for me personally, you need to get shut of that man, not true.
Which guy?
Chancery.
Well, basically, is out of the scene. What I'm saying is that he could make Wednesday's life much easier if he said, listen, I want to talk to your guys. I'm going to drop that debt to that. They haven't got no debt to pay. And then he could, you know, he probably would get something. As it stands at the moment, he's not getting anything.
Yeah, well,
you
for
know
me,
what I mean?
For me, like I'm saying now, these are the parties that's involved now. For me, you just need to pay him, get rid of him, take the lick, and build back up from there. As long as he's there hanging in, hovering, you ain't going to move anywhere forward. So although we're saying they're not going to pay it, maybe it's the best thing to do to just pay it, get him out of the picture,
but yeah,
and then start.
Yeah, I mean,
again,
as it stands, there's nobody getting anywhere.
Nobody's not getting
anywhere near that.
Nobody's
because
not
they're
getting
thinking, why should we pay him that? You know what I mean? And just to start the season blank, you might as well start the season with 15 points deduction and still have that car, innit?
But he's still going to have to find somewhere along the line to find money to pay him. And if Wednesday starts doing good, let's say, next season, and they haven't sorted this out, man could stick to the 15 million, couldn't it?
Mm.
It's one of them situations, yeah, yeah. And I think you have to think, if you're thinking about the club itself as a whole, I just think this man needs to be gone.
Well, he's not the chairman. Technically, he has gone. What I'm saying,
he's got a hold ante.
Well, what I'm saying is he holds the key to sit round the table and discuss with the creditors and stuff to say, I'll tell you what, I'll waiver that. You know what I mean? I'll waiver that. So don't bother paying me that. But then he would be more in favour of getting a little paycheck rather than at the moment as it stands getting nothing at all. So if we kind of like recap, you know, and this is why I'm saying that Chancery, it does hold the key, even though technically he's not in the picture. So at the moment, stand to get absolutely nothing on the unsecured payment. So, and then, like you said earlier on, G, about the stadium. So the stadium part of the issue is outside the EFL's control. And then if it was to waiver the debt, yeah, then, you know, the football side of things, it'd be more beneficial for him to receive some kind of cash.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? So, I mean, what you're looking at there then, you're looking like a deal or no deal situation, you know? Wait, how old is this? How old is
this? I want to see Chancery.
Let me just get this. Hello? Yeah, I understand. Okay. Yeah, we just had Mr. Wilder, Chris Wilder, on the phone, and he's saying that he can help Wednesday. I don't think so. I don't think Chris Wilder can help Wednesday. What he said that he can buy up Hillsborough because he wants that to develop. He wants the land to develop, and he can put them in Hillsborough Park. Deal or no deal, yeah. So, and yeah, that's what Wilder in just form me up knowing it,
and say,
you know.
So the deal I phone,
the deal I phone, yeah. And it's not no Noel Edmonds prank. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, this a real thing, real time thing.
And phone your pants
know?
And phone your pants. Look, me can help them out. Me will run them out of the Hillsborough. And true to church and you know, look at estate they on it, and then send them across the road, make them play in the big park.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well, innit?
Yeah, but the only thing is, what me no like about that, you go run out, you picking them out for them park, then them have no slide and thing them for them for go down on the slide. You know what I mean? So no, they don't look good. They don't look good. All right. Yeah, that captain.
Yeah. Oh, have you heard from him, by the way? Anybody hear from Captain?
Captain
there?
Listen, you see that boy there? We not hear nothing from him. And like me, they put pamphy little things there. You always see him before any ball kick.
It's true.
You always see him. Oh, what's your prediction? Oh, City need to do this. Oh, City need to do that. Oh, the Blades need to do this. Mm-hmm. They might flash up something.
Uh-huh.
You see last week there? All right. Nobody flashed nothing upon me when my team come through and sort out the Gunners. You know what I mean? We sort them out. Sort them out good too. But me not hear nothing from him. Uh-huh. Nothing. Because I saw him steer the little fish pot there. All right. Anyway, we can carry on with the program.
Yeah. Yeah, let's step into the Moses.
Yeah, this could be a good fight, this, you know.
It's, I mean, this dude, heavyweight, 21.
He's not joking.
And yeah, he's kind of like, his trajectory is looking kind of large, but he's not ready for Usyk. You know what I mean? Or Wardley.
No, he needs a few more fights.
Yeah.
I think he does. And they should do him right, man. Because, you know, he's got potential. He's got a lot of potential, man.
He's
dropping him out.
And he's fighting tomorrow against Franklin. Now, I don't think Franklin is
anything special.
Yeah, it's just going to be another notch.
Yeah,
for Moses. Yeah, you know what I mean.
I agree with that.
It's just another and they're schooling him right. Mm. You know what I mean? What, 13 fights, 11 KOs, and 9 of them are inside the distance. You know what I mean?
I did hear something pan out another sport, talking sport business there, right? And this guy said that Franklin said, I'm coming there to fight with him. That's what he said. That's what Franklin said.
Is that just the pantomime side of Franklin getting the best of him? You know what I mean?
He knows about him. He look upon him record. Him see how much money man knock out. And all them. And he said, now come let me get no knock out. That's what him said. Him now go fly. Come miles over here. This is to see any stars. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So him now, come here if you can get knocked out.
Well, we'll see how it goes then, innit?
Well, you know what that's, I mean? What
fighting
me
talk,
said, that's what me said. That's what me said, I might look this little fight there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they do need to put him up against some worthy opponents now before they start talk, say he can do this, he can do that. He's good, but he needs some fights, good for proper fights under his belt, then done it, some good challenges that will take it to him, you know.
But
I mean?
You know, I mean, he's going the right way. I mean, if he's kind of like sparking them out, do you know what I mean? Is going to get them fights. Well, I mean, the thing is though, is he gonna kind of like mature before he's kind of like time if he bangs them out,
right?
Do you know what I mean? Because there might be nobody else to fight.
In the fight, Dylan.
This guy here, Moses.
Yeah, didn't he fight Dylan?
I'm sure he did, I'm sure he sparked him as well.
Yeah, he won, I think I saw him.
I know
that Al Dylan never even need no sleeping tablets. He never did need no sleeping tablets. Me, you said the man just...
This is what I'm saying. He's a good boxer. He is a good boxer. Yeah, and he has got potential and everything. But we might have to put him up against some worthy candidates and that proper candidates. Because we don't know if the guy can take a lick, a real good lick yet against somebody or a couple of legs.
Gee, did put him up against Dylan. Dylan's been up against all. Yeah. I know all
Dylan's been
caliber,
there, whatever. Caliber.
He can talk.
My man, me tell you, say, him no need no sleeping tablet. Make Dylan sleep, man. Put him asleep. Tell him say good night. Hey, I'm telling you. Why made it feel before Dylan when me see him? Man, give him two. Poop, and man asleep.
It's quicker than, I mean, Dylan's in his 30s now. Yeah. So even though we're saying whatever, to me, he's quicker, he's stronger, you know what I mean? Get somebody in there that's maybe a few years younger than me or whatever, and see where we go then, you know what I mean?
Well, let's see what Franklin can do tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, Franklin, I mean, how long's he been boxing now?
Look here, sir. Look here. You know, see, man, I know Dylan this.
Yeah, I mean, Franklin's got, Franklin's record, 24 fights, 11 KOs he's got, and 2 losses. I mean, you know, there's going to be, that 2 is going to be 3 after tomorrow. I mean, you're going to look at Moses' kind of record, 13 fights, like I said, 11 KOs, no losses, no draws, you know what I mean?
In a city timber,
So, I mean, it goes beyond the recognition that, you know, the clear favourite, Itumwa, one of the hottest names in boxing at the moment, ranked 6th in the UK, 15th in the world, and Itumwa is kind of easy to please. 85% knockout average. So, yeah, he's becoming a knockout specialist, isn't he? You know what I mean? You know?
I mean, those things are always impressive when they talk. I mean, always looking out for boxers who can knock out and all this thing, whatever else. But like I say, put him up against somebody who's quick like him, who's as strong as him, and then we can start just say, him can actually deal with, because a lot of the, like my man, he's a lot older than him, he's getting slower now, he's not in his prime anymore. Him just a come. So that's a big advantage. I'm not knocking him because I know him can do things.
Yeah, it's true. I
might have to get proper tests.
It's true.
I'm not get the test yet.
Yeah.
Well, you'll have
but
to
I mean, like I said, I mean, at 21, but is he at risk of that test? I know what he's saying to you about he has to get a proper test, but, you know, if he carries on sparking him out, is that test going to come sooner rather than later? You know what I mean?
Well, it's got to come sooner, isn't it? Because sooner or later now, you're going to run into something, into a wall where you're going to have to either climb through that, over that wall, or lick down the wall, whatever way to get over it.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to come. Can you deal with it then?
Mm. Yeah, big questions. And, you know,
the guy's got potential. We can see beyond
doubt. You know,
them just have to coach him right and get him the right fights. Yeah. We say, yeah, they need to give him some work, proper work now, where he's not going to knock him out that easy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he needs to like kind of take his time in some fights. You know what I mean? And just play with him. You know what I mean? And you know, pace his kind of self, because if he's banging him out in, you know, within kind of like a couple of rounds,
that's what he's heading for.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah,
that's like his goal, to knock him out. To me.
Get them out of the way, you know.
That's not sure anything.
And like you say, the potential is massive. The talent's massive. Big personality all over. You know what I mean? You know.
I mean, obviously that lick is good. He have a good hand for takedown people, so that's never going to be a problem. But he needs some proper exercise now.
So I mean, this Franklin geezer, he could go within two as well. You know what I mean? He might just
let's be honest. The guy's got a good record from wherever, but let's be honest.
Yeah.
Ding ding boof. Yeah. It's over.
It could be
just as simple as that.
Yeah.
What we've proven.
Absolutely.
It can knock him out.
Zap all, innit?
It's true.
I mean, we don't know, sir, if he does 6, 7, 8 rounds, what his stamina's going to be like.
Yeah, it's true.
Them kind of 6, 7, 8 rounds and stuff, that'll just be part of his sparring and training, won't it?
But in
reality, in the fight, them 6, 7 rounds going to be different.
When you start getting to the latter rounds now you're going to have to start thinking now, because you're getting tired, you might not be moving. Mm-hmm. Every punch is counting now. This other person's now flinging punches now. So, mm-hmm. we just have to go a little further, then we can say,
You know? You guys tuning into that tear up tomorrow.
I might watch that.
I'm going to tune in. You know what I mean? I don't think there's much else on, but I'm going to tune into Moses and, you know, check out that fight against Franklin, you know. It might just spin him in like Frankenstein. But Franklin, you know,
might open up the bridge for him, you know. I call Moses open up the sea there. You see how they open up the sea and everybody just walk through. Moses, you know, see it, fire.
Yeah, you know. Oh boy. Listen to Sweet Talking Sport. It's Friday the 27th. We're here with G and CV in our studio. And if you've just missed the start of that, don't you worry about a thing. You know, because you can tune in and catch it. Just Google, you know, Sheffield Live radio schedule, Sweet Talking Sport. And you'll be onto that as well. But, got a story about an England fan here, Andy Mill, who is 62. Now, whether it's an opportunity or whether he's a proper fan, whether you want to call him an idiot or idiot, you know what I mean? That's up to you. Retired school teacher, lives in kind of like Thailand. Obviously got property, I mean, you know, probably inheritance and stuff like that from mummy and daddy, you know what I mean? I saw them stay, but this geezer says that he's going to sell his yard, going to put his yard on the market, probably, what is that, 355 grand worth of property, just to follow England for the World Cup. I mean, that seems kind of like a bit beyond belief. You know, people still do that in this day and age. You know, is it a bit of publicity stint? You know what I mean? Look what I've got. I'm selling this, and I'm gonna
this is what this guy's saying. Andy's saying he's gonna follow England. Can you kind of get your thoughts around that? Can you get a head around that, guys?
That's foolishness.
You know?
That's just pure stupidness. Where am I gonna live when him come back?
Why? Thailand, isn't it? That's where he's living now. You know what I mean? He's probably living large out there, so isn't it? You know what I mean? Amongst them people, them.
Why don't you just rent the house and he can travel still? He's got money coming in. Oh, why don't you just take like a loan pan the house or whatever out? How much you need to travel for England for the World Cup? If you wanted to take 10 grand, just take a freaking loan out in the yard, man, and pay that back when you come back or rent it a couple of months, the money's sold.
See, for me, he's, as a football fan, Is England that important for you to sell up your property to go and do that? Really and true. He must be just him on his own, because I mean, surely, if he's got a family,
You
think his wife and whatever going to just say, yeah, all right, yeah,
yes, good
just
point.
Sell up the yard so that you can go and watch England.
Yes, good point.
Stupid, nah,
you know what I mean,
he must be a single male,
right? With and again, maybe what you've said, he may have already got other properties. You don't know, so he's got the capacity to sell that yard now, right? And go and watch England. Yeah.
He's obviously got more property. That's what I'm saying. He's got like that, something. You know what I mean?
From
living in Thailand and that, and thinking, oh, he's using it like Monopoly, isn't he? You know what I mean? So, oh, I can just sell this yard.
Yeah.
And that will fund me.
Well, that's it.
You know?
If he's in Thailand and he's got a property over here to sell, so obviously he can do it. He's got the money, he's safe.
You've got to think about it as well. It'll more than fund him.
Mm-hmm.
It'll more than fund it.
It'll keep him nice, isn't it?
Right? Because I'm thinking, my understanding is that these tickets, I know some of them are a grand. Some of these tickets are a grand, right? But come on. Come on now, you're gonna
I mean, it says that he's been to 9 World Cups already. You know what I mean? So how many World Cup in one go? You know what I mean?
And I'm all right. We're gonna put it to this way.
He's hoping that he can get to that one where England actually are successful. I was there when they did it.
You've got it, G.
I was there when they did it.
I saw that when
Whoever scored that goal or whatever.
You just answer my question that I was going to ask.
Mm-hmm.
He's been to 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? 9 World Cup. And how much him to win? During that time, no. What has he seen them win? Nothing. They haven't won anything. Right? The Oman them come win Euros twice.
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
Win it twice, and then they just win it there in England, and win it in a foreign.
That's right. Right? That's right.
Right? So, when you
talk... They proved their worth.
When they're talking, so you couldn't... Nah, man. You've got money to waste. That's what you have. You have money to waste.
And I think one of the guys have solved the problem, because he's saying that he's got a ticket for every...
England game.
Every game, but not necessarily England game. He's out there for 7 weeks, you know what I mean? Says he will be in the USA for 7 weeks and has had tickets for every game up to the final. You know what I mean? So, you know, that just says it all, innit? You know?
So he's already spent money out. And
he's fucked it out as well.
It's what we've said.
Yeah.
This man... must be a single man.
Got to be.
Because no woman that me know is going to put gonna up
allow,
with that.
Allow that in. Unless she get something out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To be sell one of them so yards, long, keep me
spending
sweet,
all that money.
And then you're
what?
Cool. Yeah, yeah,
for
yeah.
Watchman kickball while I'm sat at home, I clean and I tidy.
Nah.
And look after my picnic.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. So
and you gone.
You gone out there, right? With your big old 300 and something thousand, right? And for me, I'm a bit of him shoe there.
You know what I mean?
I'm shoe heel and I broke off and two.
It's not even like you're taking the family over there where they can go and have some time, where you can have some time as a family. And he can go to the match when he wants to. He's leaving them here.
He's got to be a single man.
If it was that. Because I'm telling you that, me now put up with that. As woman, you think so? Me, I go make this man say, yeah, me gonna go look round and look football. and then for me youth them after them shoe them rock out for them heel a lean and them throw them rock out to alicot all the shoe them. You can't use the shoe if you all do a wedge, because if the heel them lean up and you gone out they go spin out. No, man. Stop it, man. Stop it. Right now.
Uh-huh. You know? Aye. And then we were chatting about the tickets and stuff. Aye.
But really, though, is it back to the World Cup, though? Yeah, serious, yeah, yeah. On a serious note now. Mm-hmm. Is everything still going forward to be played in America?
Yeah, America, Mexico. What's going off in and Mexico, yeah. America. Mexico, Canada, you know what I mean? So they've been, you know, kind of sharing it out between them. But like, you know, the tickets.
I'm surprised, you know.
There's been a big kind of...
uproar about
it. Yeah, about the tickets. I mean, some people are saying, yeah, the cheapest tickets are 45. Who's going to get them? You know, only God knows.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? They can say that. But I haven't, you know, and this guy says he's got a ticket for every game leading up to the final. But there's been nobody come forward, as far as I know, to say... do you know what? I've got a ticket, and this cost me £45. You know what I mean? For one person attending 8 matches, one in each round at the World Cup, it will cost them round about, you know, £5,225. Yeah, the lowest price of that, what I've just said, is £8,580. Do you know what I mean? And then going to the most expensive side of the tickets, £12,350.
I mean, how
most
do you justify
expensive.
That kind of prices? How do you justify these kind of prices?
Because people will just pay them. You know what I mean? I mean, how much did we pay for ours when we went back in, what, 82?
Mean, have you paid for nothing?
I paid market value price. I think I paid £50 for mine.
For
Jamaica, remember, against Argentina.
Nah, me never pay nothing, is it? Remember, me did get a squeeze. Remember when we did the draw to the hat?
Right.
Don't you remember that?
I remember the draw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And me did win it. Me and the other man there.
Who else won that one?
Me and the DC.
Okay, I got that. Yeah, I got that.
Me and DC did. Cause remember him, one man did game,
mm-hmm.
Right, and then him said him have a next one. So they said, all right, then we have to draw out
to make it fair. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Me did draw
that's
him
right,
out.
That's right.
So me and him did Ghani. They go watch it.
I mean, I was kind of like. I was with the captain at the time because, like, at first we was all in a group.
That's correct.
And we said that now works.
That's
me and captain kind of like went around.
Yeah.
And then I bumped into this Swedish guy, and managed to get a ticket market value £50.
Mm.
And then I said, how do I know this is kind of like, so you know, real McCoy?
He came with you, didn't he?
Uh-uh. No. So he the guy who I brought the ticket.
Yeah, he came
that,
with
that,
you.
That's
I remember.
Right. He dried out his ticket. And he said something like, you know, I'm on row EH seat 52. And the ticket what I got from him was seat 53. Do you know what I mean? So therefore, I knew it was kind of like a real McCall.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then captain just had to go to, you know, like...
Yeah, what, big park.
Yeah, one of them park for Wachita or some
that's
kind
right,
of
that's
some
right, that's
kind
right.
of bar or some kind of pub.
That's right.
But yes, people, that, you know, we're just chatting about the World Cup back in, is it 82, was it?
No, 98.
Yeah, that's right.
98 when they played in France.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we've kind of witnessed that, been to a World Cup before. You know what I mean? You know, so...
So you're not going to this one then?
Nah. In the States, America?
You're not going to sell your cars or anything and go over there?
Yeah, but to support who?
Me not know.
It'd be Guyana,
just
Ghana, innit?
Just to watch a football
match, innit? That's the closest.
No.
Guyana.
No.
I don't love football like this, brother, then.
No, sir, because No, me have sense.
Yeah. Glad you said that.
Me have sense.
I don't understand them kind of talking.
And the thing is, he's all right because them Iceman now drapes him up.
This is it.
If we go across there, we go and get drapes.
And they've got them at the airports now. Donald said them I come at the airport. That's a total different thing in anyway, but still. We left that one alone.
You know? But yeah, you know, so, you know, I mean, if anybody's got a ticket out there for 45 quid, I'd like to hear from you, you know what I mean? Because I don't think that we're going
to
hear from them kind of people, you know what I mean? So they can say that, you know. But
and now, has he got tickets already anyway? Are the tickets them out there selling like that?
He could be part of the England supporters.
And agents and stuff like that, you know what I mean?
Because they can get to them first.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, without a doubt, you know?
Good luck to it.
You know? Anyway, sticking with the football thing, I mean, I know we've joked about this guy many times on here. We're talking about Adama Traore, you know? And Nunes banned him. From the gym.
Who banned him?
Nunes. Espirito Santo. Yeah.
The manager?
Yeah, because he said they were too thick.
Is it?
You know what I mean? So, you have to lose some of that muscle size.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I don't know about your guys, but I've seen him on YouTube and done, you know, like working out and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So, I mean, he's 30, but he's kind of got that explosive power anyway.
He has.
So, and he's proved it time and time over again. So is Nunes right to say, do you know what? I don't want you lifting no weights anymore. At that age, it's not like, say, the guy's in his early 20s or something. You know what I mean? And he's still a powerful dude. You couldn't barge that boy off the ball, could you?
No.
You know what I mean?
I've seen that guy in full flow. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in action. When he was playing for Wolves against us, and that was at the Etihad, and he was up against the man they call him Mr. Walker, right?
Yeah, I remember saying about this. I know
Lord of mercy, let me tell you, sir. Everybody knows that Mr. Walker could move. Yeah.
He's kind of agile, you know.
Kind of agile.
This guy run rings around him.
Wah, my man left him like say him then or something jelly. Serious, him left you know, like them tar with your tar road. The man left the man turn up there and come past him.
So, if why is his manager or whoever telling him not to lift any weight if it's not affecting his game?
Well, what is the problem? They'll be coming from a technical point of view, won't they? Because, I mean, if you've got that amount of muscle mass, you know what I mean? They'd be like probably saying, you know. If you lose this amount, it might make you a little quicker, might make your last games longer. Do you know what I mean? You know, and all them kind of things. But what them things what them use now? They them kind of like they've gone far out with it. You know what I mean?
To be fair, he's a big guy. And he's nimble. He can motor. Right, but I feel for him sometimes because they pick on him because one time they were saying all about him used to Vaseline up him arms and things like that.
I remember, but they're slipping off.
Holding
his arm anyway. Should they?
It's true. Yeah, that's what they were saying. They said he shouldn't be putting on no Vaseline. I said, but weird. What do you mean he now put on no Vaseline?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if a man love cream up him skin, innit? You know, when a man come out a bath,
listen.
You know, sir, you have to put coconut cream and cream up for your legs and them arms. You know that, innit?
Aye.
So that's why my man there, like G said, football is football. Me never know, so they have to drop on my arm.
Exactly. You know what I mean? No, but what I've always noticed, and I'm going to say it, when it comes to athletes and stuff, you're always finding problem with certain black athletes, especially when they're doing good in certain things. You'll always find them come to pick on something to put down that person. Because if this man is as big as what you guys say, I mean, I've seen him play, but I've not followed whatever. And if
he's as quick, if his size is not affecting his game,
you have nothing to complain about. The man comes, he kicks ball, and he's doing his job. It's not slowing down. He's not puffing and panting or anything. But you're telling him, oh, don't do this. Oh, don't put that on your skin. Oh, don't whatever else. Why is it always got to be something with a black athlete or whatever, act, whatever it is, there's always some kind of nitty picky things they're going to pick up. Because really, like, my man's joking about it, but it's a fact.
Black people cream up them skin. I mean, they'll go from the stats point of view, like I said, you know what I mean. But he's not the only guy who's kind of fell short of that. I remember, and I know CV will remember him too, Aid Akibaye.
Yeah,
he was kind of like not as thick as Chiora, but.
He was tick.
Yeah. And when he scored, he did kind of like the most muscular pose. Yeah. Like to say, and he used to fling off the top.
Akinbaye played for Wickham.
Yeah. And then United got him from Burnley, 1.75 mil back in 2025-26 season. United bought him. And they only had him for a season and then sold him back to Burnley for. Seven and a half, you know, 750,000. So they lost a mil on Akibaye. And Warnock was the manager at the time, and Warnock said, you have to lose some of that muscle, you know what I mean, for being more mobile, because these guys operate at the top of the pitch, you know what I mean. But it's kind of like, imagine your employee saying to you, boy, you're too thick. You know what I mean? If you lose some of that muscle size. You know what I mean? I mean, certain sports, they get away with it. Or certain sports, you know, you can see why. Such as like jockey.
If you...
There must be a certain height.
And a certain weight.
Yeah. A certain way you're not supposed to have read. The lighter, the better.
You know,
he's fitting all right in rugby league.
Chiora. Yeah.
He's fitting all right in rugby league. But then he might be too small.
You know what I mean? Because
he'd have the right physique for that. Mm. But for me, still, I still believe the physique he's got playing football, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I mean, if it works for him and that, you'd have to look at his kind of like stats and stuff. But I think from a technical point of view, maybe... Because I don't think he plays the full games, to be honest with you.
He doesn't generally play the full games.
He's more like an impact player.
He is.
So they might have said, do you know what? If you lose, you know, from a technical point of view, if you lose some of this muscle size, your stamina will improve. And then, therefore, we'd get more out of you. If we're paying, you know, giving it X amount, £1,000, we want more out of you.
Well, then tell him, say, all right. All right, then instead of pumping the weights, then like he said, then doing more cardiovascular work, then isn't it and stuff. So if we can improve that way. But if what you're saying, that all right, so he's never actually played a full game because you think he's too big, he gets tired quick, why they take him off?
Well, because of his age as well, top end at pitch, you're talking Premiership. Do you know what I mean? Them man day, you know what I mean? Only impact players. So his employees might have said, you know, we need the best out of you. And at the moment, that ain't happening. So lose some of that. And then, you know, you'll get just rewards. You'll pay more.
Well,
you know, you play more.
If that's the case, then,
you know?
If they say it can improve and he knows that, and it's proven to do that, then.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if it gives him longer as well, playing in the thingy, then maybe use a little bit under more cardiovascular things and stuff like that.
Yeah, because certain sports, that physique wouldn't go amiss. I mean, if it was a dart player or something like that, you know what I mean?
Or a boxer, middleweight or something like that.
Because some of them man that had the most amount of beer belly. You know what I mean? Jackie Wilson and that, you know.
So what's he saying then? Is he inclined to...
Well,
he's got to
follow suit in it. That's his employees telling him that, you know, you're banned from the gym. You know what I mean? You know? But, you know,
Yeah, all well, them kind of things there. It gives you more years and can whatever else then does. But sometimes I feel you just left people alone. If they might do them things what they're supposed to do and they're doing it right, then you have nothing to complain about. But if they're saying, well, it can make you look better and you could get longer on the pitch and stuff, longer, then it's in his best interest, then, isn't it? In that way, it's if you're looking at it that way.
100%. I agree with that, G. This guy can't even leave it alone. We're talking about, you know, Roy Hodgson here. So if anybody's just tuned in, listen to Sweet Talking Sport. I've got G here and also CV. Full house Friday the 27th of March. So, you know, Roy Hodgson, 78-year-old, at it again. This time with Bristol City. So, you know, 50 years in management. You know, it's not enough for him. He just can't leave it alone.
Can't leave it alone.
You know what I mean? You know, he was at Palace when he had to step back. So he's not managed since 2024. So is that Bristol City now? Probably till just the end of the season. They probably brought him in just to steady the ship and stuff like that. So who's saying that he's going to be there next season? A bit like what Warnock does, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, the manager doctor comes in and fixes a situation, you know what I mean? And stuff like that. Then everybody's kind of happy. But it was because of health reasons why he had to step down at Palace. You wouldn't really have expected him to sprout up again at Bristol City. Do you know what I mean? You know, 78. You know, don't you think it's time to kind of like relax, fling off your crepes, them, you know what I mean? Get your jaffies out and hot chocolate and stuff and just chill out, you know what I mean? Instead
of. They can't do that, though, can they?
They can't
do that, though, can they? Whatever else. And if they've come and they've offered them a decent little packet as well, they might think, like you said, if it's just for a season, we're going to pay you this. If you just come and do that, I might say, you know what? Had a quick chat with his missus, just say, yeah, go on, then why not? Gets you out from under my feet anyway because you're doing my head in, so yeah. You know what I mean? But 78, yeah, them the years you are, we don't be wanting to work at all. Don't care how much money's coming my way,
you know.
But some people do,
yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, he replaces Gerard Scruba at the championship side, like I said, Bristol City. For the last seven games of the season, and even if it's only for that short period, it's still one of the most eyebrow raising stories of his campaign. So I mean, he'll be looked as you know, kind of like you know, if he saves Bristol City, I'm not sure where they are actually in the league, but if he kind of like saves them and that, then he'll be
some
looked
school,
upon as
some
a
old
as
school
a bit,
mentoring might do him, you know, all the good, you know what I mean?
Yeah, why not come back into management?
I'm not sure.
I think he's come back into management. You
know? Yeah. Where is he at?
I'm not sure exactly what team it is, but I'm sure he's back in management.
You know, sticking with another guy, which I quite like this guy, Bellamy. Do you know what I mean? And I tell you what, I won't mind this guy going at the Lyon. You know what I mean? Because I think this guy will be managing in the Premiership. Do you know what I mean? I could see him at a club like Southampton or something like that, or Ipswich. But there's big rumours that Celtic are after Bellamy. And, you know, people is probably waiting for the outcome of their World Cup. They failed to qualify for the World Cup. They lost on penalties.
Who's that? Wales.
Yeah. So it was a penalty shootout. You know, for their kind of like you know, for them for not progressing any kind of more. You know what I mean? Which is kind of like sad. I mean, I think they've worked really hard to get that kind of like recognition. But you know, it's the final straw for them. You know what I mean?
Senegal.
You know? Senegal. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, Wales won't be
there.
Yeah,
Wales, won't be, the only people, only it will be Scotland and England. Because
mm-hmm.
Northern Ireland, they got beat. Right, the Republic of Ireland got beat. I think I don't know if the Republic were winning 2-0, and allowed them to come back,
mm-hmm.
and then eventually the other team beat them on penalties, just like Wales did. I watched the Wales game yesterday. Wales should have gone through,
mm-hmm.
but on penalties they messed up. So
pressure in it. It's pressure
just,
in it.
It's just going to be England and
Scotland
representing the British Isles, isn't it? Like so.
Well, and let me throw a curveball in there. What do you think to this decision that's gone on with Senegal? And is it Senegal?
Oh, you mean dashed out because he walked off the pitch?
Yeah. Well, and what do you think that the decision now with trying to say that Morocco should get the cup now?
Well, but that's who they played,
mm-hmm.
right? So,
yeah, but for me, I mean, we saw the match, all right. The ref messed up, whatever else, and the match went on.
Right,
my man missed the penalty.
Right,
and then they scored.
Right.
So why are they going to reverse anything now after 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is? I mean, that's not good for football either way. You can.
Well, it's not good for the African football because it looks like it makes it like it's
a Mickey Mouse thing.
It does, and which people think that anyway.
Certain decisions were made that were wrong and stuff, whatever else. But you can't really just overturn that decision now. For me, I did just overturn that decision like that, and especially such a space of time.
I understand that.
So they're supposed to give up the cup and give back the medals, and then you're going to upset that now to say you won when you didn't. We saw the match.
Yeah,
it wasn't a winning match. I know there was controversy in it, but the decision's been made. So
I hear you.
But they've made the decision to say that Morocco's won it. But
well, I don't know what to say.
For
to
me,
that
they should have just said play it again. Then,
well, yeah, you could have done
mm-hmm. play the game again mm-hmm. if it comes
it
to
does,
that. But
I must admit, though, it does make the AFCON, you know,
make a lot of mockery in it.
Why he should have left it as it was.
And people do think it's rubbish anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So they don't take much trust.
They can't even organise that. You know what I mean?
But before we cut off, me want to bring up last week, Carabao Cup, Sunday, 4:30, Manchester City against Arsenal.
We haven't got long, you know, 1857, just kind of like... Sticking with the Euros, international really, they might try to say that, you know, England could win it on set pieces just alone. You know what I mean? So, you know, but what I'm saying, it's not just about the set pieces, it's about the outfield play. They've got a friendly this evening and we don't really going at it, really. But they're playing Uruguay, which will be a bit of a test. You know what I mean? It'll be a bit of a test for them. You know what I mean? Playing against the South Americans. You know what I mean? So it'll be interesting to see kind of if there's kind of like any kind of like changes or anything like that. You know what I mean? What do you think the chances are? I know it's only a friendly, but against the South Americans, what are you saying? What are you saying, guys? Are you looking at...
Do you think
there'll be any kind of like... changes or anything?
I don't know. He's already said he's got Maguire and all them people in there. So
see him kind of brigade.
He's putting Henderson inside. Is it? Yeah, and all them. Yeah. So it's not, as I said, I won't be watching that. So
it's not really change up the team then. Is that what he's saying?
These are the people who we probably obviously trust us, isn't it? But it's not really experimenting.
Is it any
friendly?
So this is the time where you try other players, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, because you should know.
Yeah, bring them up, whether they win or lose, but you should know what you've got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The only main talking point to this game, really, has been whether Ben White should be in the team. Right? Because Ben White, remember, decided that to walk out on England and said he didn't want to play for him no more.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden now, and that was what 2 years ago?
I remember that.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And now, right, Tuchel's picked him and brought him in. But I don't understand how he can bring him in because he didn't even really get a game against Arsenal.
Yeah, I get that.
Right? He played last Sunday and he got ripped apart.
Mm.
He got ripped apart.
But why didn't he want to play for England?
Because something that's got... But nobody knows what it is.
Okay. Who's that? Say again. Who's that, G?
The guy there, Ben White. Why didn't he want to play for him? Why did he walk away?
We'll have to look into that another time. Something to be kind of like revisited. 1858, you know what I mean? And time's run away with us once again. We've got seconds left. Yeah, and it's... obviously, it's goodbye from me this evening.
Goodbye.
Yeah, goodbye, all right. Little more.
You know, I'll play you out right now.